It is my pleasure to introduce today Mr. Helgi Clausen, who is the Vice President of Sales for North Sea. North Sea is a company that produces caviar, a caviar-type product made from seaweed. Now, what do I know about caviar, seaweed, caviar? Not a heck of a lot, but what I do know is that seaweed caviar has a wonderful, fresh taste without being too salty. It doesn't contain cholesterol, and it's available in a deep black and a beautiful red color. Now, let me ask you this. Have you promoted this product much in Florida?
So here it is a relatively new product, and of course in Florida it's only been on the market there for 3 to 4 months.
How has it been received?
We need more distribution, of course, so that's what we are working on.
Well, in fact, I introduced some people to it recently that have a large hotel chain, and in fact, what was kind of funny is that in one of your booklets, there is a recipe and a photo of one of their chefs, because they own the Chateau Champlain in Montreal, and they were all quite amazed by it. And we're going to have another tasting with some of their other chefs to get a reaction. What is the overall reaction from the Florida market for those who you have spoken with? Has it been positive?
Very, very positive. And we sold actually quite a lot. I shipped yesterday a big order down there.
Right.
And I'm working on one today. So, and we have a distributor down there that do all the job. But, of course, he just started, as I mentioned. So it's not widely spread, but we have distribution down there. And we also sometimes distribute it directly by UPS, you know, to some restaurants that needs it. And so, people love it, and they buy it again and again.
Now,
so we are very pleased about that.
Now, the other thing is that the color doesn't change and it doesn't stain, which is all a very positive thing.
Yeah, that's very important. And it's also, as I said, heat resistant.
Right.
Normal caviar is not. So you can use it for hot dishes as well.
Right.
And I think the listeners should go to our web page, because there we have 25 recipes, and look at them in peace and quiet. And if you go to www.caviart.us, we have about 25-30 recipes there of different types. We have some from America here, some from Canada, like you saw in the booklet, and we have some from Scandinavia, from Ida Davidson in Copenhagen.
Right, and if I can just spell that for our audience, it's C-A-V-I-A-R-T, Caviart. And I'm looking at a number of the recipes, and they're all quite exciting. The question that I have for you is, after you open this, does it have to be refrigerated? Because what I read about, it doesn't have to be refrigerated prior to opening, but...
No, you can keep it for shelf life. It's 2 years. But, of course, when you have opened the jar, we recommend that you put it in the refrigeration then. But
right,
you can still use it after 6 months in the reefer.
Do you
That's
find
not
that
a problem. So it has a very long shelf life.
Do you find that
I think I will also mention it's a very healthy product. It's non-cholesterol and non-fat, and it is also very environmentally friendly in a way, because a lot of, you know, caviar, normal caviar, come from threatened fish species. So it's a good alternative, I will say, both price-wise, taste-wise, and quality-wise.
And certainly to our ecology.
Very happy customers.
Right. Now, do you find that when you refrigerate it, it changes the taste at all, or does it stay pretty much the same?
I think I prefer to keep it in the refrigerator and serve it cold for my open sandwiches.
Right.
It doesn't really change anything, but it's just...
just cooler.
It's like you eat a sandwich that... It feels more fresh when it's cold, sort of, when you use it cold. But you can keep it in room temperature and eat it. That's no problem.
Now,
but I prefer to serve it cold for my sandwiches.
Now, if we can just go back to the process, they gather the seaweed, which is normal seaweed, and how actually do they transform it into these beads? That's what I find quite amazing.
Me too, and I went to the plant last summer to visit them, and they showed me absolutely everything except that process.
So, is that a secret?
I'm sorry, I can't really help you, but and also that was the issue. It's only one person in the USA that knows that process, and that's the chief of FDA here in Seattle, Washington.
So it's a secret.
That approved the caviar because he needed to know everything.
Right.
And he got to know everything. And you can call him and ask him. No, so that's a secret. But it's absolutely no, it's really no hocus pocus, they say. It's straightforward. And
right.
There is no chemicals or anything used or, so it's a natural product.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Everything is natural. It's so people who are vegetarian types don't have to worry about anything that's been added to it.
We have one issue with the red one there's some fish oil in it. So we say that the yellow and the black are 100% vegetarian.
Right.
And the red one contains a little bit fish oil. So of course. Then you maybe cannot say that it's 100% vegetarian. It's 99%, but the two types are 100, and the two other types, red, are 99.
And there are four types, is that correct?
Yes. It's the black lumpfish and the red lumpfish, and then the yellow lumpfish, and then we have the salmon egg that have a little larger eggs, like salmon egg, real salmon eggs.
Now, so if someone were to order this, what would the normal shipping time be? I mean, discounting the holidays, of course.
Yeah, no, we ship UPS, and we are in Seattle, Washington. So on the West Coast, down to California and Oregon, it's probably 3 days. And to the East Coast, to New York, in Florida, it's probably also about 6 days if we ship ground. If you ship UPS 3 days, of course, then it's always 3 days. But the normal shipping is also free if you buy for over $45 with UPS ground. So you can say 3 days on the West Coast and 6 days on the East Coast, except if you go upcharge to UPS 3 day.
Now, you brought up cost. Without going through actual numbers at the moment, what percentage of cost versus percentage of cost in buying real caviar? What would you say the ratio is?
Oh, real caviar is very, very expensive, as you know, but it's so many grades of real caviar that it's very hard to say. You can find caviar for $1,000 in a jar.
Right.
You can find lumpfish caviar for maybe, $15-$20 in a jar. And ours are about, $7 for a jar. So I will say we are at least half price of the cheapest you can get of very low quality caviar.
And in fact, in the jar is quite a generous jar. I mean, there's quite a bit of caviar in that jar. It's not.
It's a 3.5-ouncer, and that equals 100 grams.
Right.
And we also have the bigger one that is, the catering size in a plastic tub, that is 7.6-ouncer, or 1.1 pound.
Right.
If you're going to have a big party, that's many people, actually private people, that buy online this 1.1 pounder, and then you have for a huge party.
Now, for those that would like to telephone, is there a number that they can call?
Yes, they can call, of course. I have my cell phone is always the best. It's 206-354-1656.
Okay.
And on my webpage, in the bottom of the page, it is phone numbers and fax and email and everything there.
Now, would it go direct to you or through the Florida distributor here?
No, we can do both, but for now it's simpler if they call me directly because he's out traveling today.
Right.
So, but we can, we will forward everything to him as they come in.
Okay, well, I thank you. And for those that are listening, if you want to add a little something to your holiday festivities, we're suggesting give a try to some caviar. Thank you, Helgi, very much for taking the time to chat with us about it. And,
yes, thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll chat again sometime.
Yes. Thank you so much, and have a really nice day.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for now. Bye.